Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m. Currently fair on the outside, 55 degrees with a north breeze at about 5 to 10 miles per hour currently. Clear overnight with a low of 35. Another sunny day expected for Tuesday with a high of around 63 degrees. Coming up at 4 o'clock, all things considered from NPR News, Judith Merriweather will join us a little bit later on with a rundown of the events calendar. Our music begins this hour with a performance by the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra. Andre Previn conducts a performance of the Symphony No. 5 in B-flat, Opus 100 by Prokofiev. Andre Previn conducted the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra in a performance of the Symphony No. 5 in B-flat, Opus 100, by Sergei Prokofiev. It's 44 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. This is Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS 88.7 FM, krvs.org. Thank you.
And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. There will be a film at the Acadiana Center for the Arts tonight at 7:30. It's called Mantra, Sounds into Silence, about the benefits of chanting, yoga, and meditation. Immediately after the film, Ashana Sophia and her group will be performing kirtan. You can find information about tickets at gather.us/screening. You can just search for Mantra Sounds into Silence. If you need more help, I believe they may have a Facebook page, or you can call the Acadiana Center for the Arts. But you do need to get tickets before you go to the film tonight. That starts at 7:30 tonight at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, Mantra Sounds into Silence. The 9th Annual Professional Career Reception is scheduled for tomorrow from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Picard Center at 200 East DeValcourt Street. The event is hosted by UL Lafayette's Department of Career Services, the Louisiana Workforce Commission, LEDA, and One Acadiana. For more information, you can go to a Facebook page, lafayette.org, or LEDA at Lafayette, L.A. That's tomorrow, 4 to 6, at the Picard Center at 200 East DeValcourt Street. And the annual Christmas concert here at UL Lafayette will be taking place on December 4th in Angel Hall. We'll be speaking with Dr. William Plummer tomorrow about that concert, which will feature the choruses as well as the wind ensemble. Acadiana Repertory Theater will open their next production on December 6th, and it's called Proceed to Highlighted Route. It's an absurd tragedy. For more information, you can go to acadianarep.org or citedesarts.org. And the UL Ceramics Department is holding their 17th annual holiday pottery sale here on the UL campus. Opening night is this Thursday, December 5th from 7 to 10 p.m. And they usually have hot cider and, of course, all of the beautiful ceramics that students and faculty have been working on throughout the semester. Opening night is Thursday, but it continues on Friday, December 6th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday, December 7th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. All are invited to attend this, and it does help the students go to the annual National Ceramics Conference each year. Again, the 17th annual holiday pottery sale here at UL Lafayette, put on by the Ceramics Department in Visual Arts in the College of the Arts. Opening night Thursday, December 5th, and that will be in Fletcher Hall, room 116 on East Lewis Street. Came Fire Film Series will be screening a film this coming Monday, December 9th, a week from today, at the ACA. The film is entitled Sex, Drugs, and UFOs, Scandalous, the Untold Story of the National Enquirer. Silverback's Improv Theater will present their 8th annual holiday show Friday, December 13th at 7:30 at Cité des Arts. For further information, Silverback's does have a website or a Facebook page. And Second Saturday Art Walk will be held December 14th in downtown Lafayette. Lots of new exhibits, returning exhibits, and opening at Cité des Arts, a new exhibit titled Landscapes of the Atchafalaya, the Art of John Donlan. And for more information, you can go to Cité des Arts. And there will be a special evening at the ACA on December 14th for Second Saturday Art Walk. The UL Press will be there with an author's party. So if you've been wanting to meet any of the authors of some of the UL Press books or get some of the books published by the UL Lafayette Press, you can go on Second Saturday Art Walk to the Acadiana Center for the Arts. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org. You can click on the Schedule button. You can also listen to audio on demand of all of our locally produced programs. If you missed a show or you just want to hear it again, you can search for the show. Maybe you missed Harpistry Today or Medicine Ball Caravan. You can go to our website, search for that program and the date of the show you'd like to hear, and listen to it on your device. Share that link with friends and family as well. Please stay with us this afternoon and evening. In just a few moments, we'll be joining NPR's All Things Considered.
The Nile Project is a collaboration between musicians from the many nations that are touched by this massive African river. They believe that making music together makes them better stewards of the Nile. Hello, Georges Collinet here. Join me for Inside the Nile Project next time on Afropop Worldwide from PRI, Public Radio International.
Sunday night at 8 here on KRVS.
Bonjour and hello. Listen to the Franco Mix at 9 p.m. on Thursdays with Drake Benoit LeBlanc, exclusively on KRVS 88.7. Esse formidable.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, and on the web at krvs.org. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.